One of America's most acclaimed film directors has written a book that profiles some of the biggest stars of Hollywood's golden age. Who the Hell's in It? Portraits and Conversations by Peter Bogdanovich is a compilation of profiles and interviews with many actors and actresses the director knew personally since his own Hollywood career began in the 1950s.
You taught us how to cheat, steal, and kill. And then you lammed out on us.
Yeah, if it hadn't been for you, we might have been on the level.
Sure. We might have been ding-dings on a streetcar.
Ask any fan of old movies to identify this actor, and they probably can. James Cagney was typically cast as a tough guy, a gangster, in most of the movies in which he starred. That's the biggest difference between movie stars of the past and those working today, says film director Peter Bogdanovich. Today's actors want to be versatile, he says, and might appear one day as a romantic lead and the next as a deranged killer. He recalls that back in the days when movie studios ruled everything from actors' film roles to their social circles, the bosses made sure an actor delivered what the public expected to see.
When they wrote for Cagney, they wrote about what he seemed to be, which was pugnacious, fast-talking, tough, Irish, you know. And so the persona of the star, the real persona of the star, was amplified, altered, changed, filtered through other people's viewpoints. And that emerged on the other side. You could say, well, Cagney wouldn't do that. Or Cagney would do that. Or this isn't a Cagney picture. Because there was a certain quality that was based on what the person was like, really. What the actor was really like.
Peter Bogdanovich's Who the Hell's in It is filled with similar insights on the creation of such iconic Hollywood stars as James Cagney, Cary Grant, and Jimmy Stewart. The book is a companion to his previous book, Who the Devil Made It, transcripts of the author's interviews with Hollywood's early film directors. Peter Bogdanovich writes with an insider's view. Known primarily as the director of such award-winning films as The Last Picture Show, Paper Moon, and What's Up, Doc, Peter Bogdanovich is also an actor, as well as a screenwriter, journalist, and film historian. Many of the actors profiled in his book, including James Stewart, Audrey Hepburn, Cary Grant, and John Wayne, are people Mr. Bogdanovich worked with and befriended over 5 decades in the movie business. He calls the late Marlon Brando the most influential actor in movie history, in that he was the first of his peers who refused to be typed.
He didn't want to be the same from picture to picture. He was avoiding a particular persona. He was the first big star that did that. And so everybody now wants to be versatile like Brando. The irony of that, of course, is that Brando, despite the multiplicity of his guises, was still very recognizable. He was a star actor in spite of himself.
I don't go in for that stuff.
What stuff?
The compliments to women about their looks. I never met a dame yet that didn't know if she was good looking or not without being told. And there's some of them that give themselves credit for more than they've got. I once went out with a dame who told me I'm the glamorous type. She says, I am the glamorous type. I said, so what?
And what did she say then?
She didn't say nothing. I shut up like a clam.
Peter Bogdanovich's new book, the latest of many books and essays he has written, draws heavily on his lifetime of study and experience in filmmaking. He shows his considerable technical skills as he describes how evolving film technology has contributed to an actor's appearance on screen. He says he believes movies filmed in black and white are in some ways superior to those made in color.
The interesting thing about black and white is an extraordinary medium because it gives a sense of reality, even though it is totally abstract. But it gives a sense of reality that far exceeds the ability of color to do the same. Color, as a filmmaker, I'm saying color is difficult to control and difficult for it to become evocative. Orson Welles used to say about black and white, it's the actor's friend. Why do you say that, Orson? Because every performance looks better in black and white. Every actor seems better in black and white. In fact, tell me a great performance in color. I defy you, you know. He said, you know, we've figured out how to shoot everything except the human face.
Mr. Bogdanovich says that whether he is directing, acting, writing, or lecturing, it is all an attempt to popularize what he likes.
Everybody, virtually everybody, says old movies. But nobody says, did you ever hear that old symphony by Mozart, or did you see that old play by Shakespeare, or did you read that old book by Dostoevsky? Nobody says that. But we all say, did you see that old movie? It's a patronizing attitude toward a new medium, which isn't so new anymore, so they ought to get over it. The movies are only are half as old as the United States. The fact is that the impact of movies is extraordinary. If they're good, if they're still valid, they're not old. They're new if you haven't seen them.
Veteran American film director Peter Bogdanovich talking about his new book, Who the Hell's in It? Portraits and Conversations. The experience of a Hollywood insider with the innocence and enthusiasm of the ultimate movie fan. This is Robin Rupley.
Hooray for Hollywood. That's gooey, bally, hooly Hollywood. Where any office boy or young mechanic can be a panic with just a good-looking pan. And any shop girl can be a top girl if she pleases the tired businessman. Hooray for Hollywood! You may be homely in your neighborhood.
Be an actor, see Mr. Factor, you make your kisser look good.